Do many people come here?
He asked. No, my father told him.
Then it's the place for me, said the seaman. I'll stay here for a bit. You can call me captain.
He threw down 3 or 4 gold coins.
Tell me when I've spent all that.
He was a silent man. All day he walked around the cove, or up on the cliffs. All evening he sat in a corner of the room and drank rum and water. He only spoke to our other customers when he was drunk. Then he told them terrible stories of his wild and criminal life at sea. Our customers were mostly quiet, farming people. The captain frightened them, and they soon learned to leave him alone. Every day, he asked if any seamen had gone along the road. At first, we thought he wanted friends of his own kind, but then we began to understand that there was a different reason. He told me to watch for a seaman with one leg, and to let him know the moment when a man like that appeared. He promised to give me a silver coin every month for doing this. I dreamed about this one-legged seaman for many nights afterwards.